Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom business. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. When I first started off in this walk with my savior, I didn't know years later I would be in divine favor with God, but humans be hating real hard, cause they don't understand that it's a new face in the yard. Don't hate on me, just try to do what I do, cause I'm serious about my walk with Christ. Now what about you? You looking down your nose at me like you the judge. I did nothing to you, so why you holding the grudge? But whatever the case may be, I'm still gonna walk with Christ, and I'ma serve him to the full for the rest of my life. Don't judge a book by his cover, we don't fight flesh and blood. Is that really what you mean, man? Where is the love?
I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I'm back at you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for bringing me through. Help me to stay focused on you and do what I got to do. I'm winning souls for your kingdom, reaching out to the youth. If they want to keep me out the church, then I'll preach from this booth, cause I can see a rock crying out in my place. Thank you, Jesus, every time for pleading my case. I need you every day of my life to lead me down the right path, and I don't want to be healed when Father pulls out his wrath on mankind, because we rejected you in the worst of ways. And black folks, I guess we forgot how you were with us when we were slaves. But what do? We blame you like it's your fault, like you didn't have the power to bring the bondage to a halt.
I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far.
I mean business. Continue, Father, to lead and guide me at an altitude that many may find difficult to fly. As I spread my wings and soar like eagles that glide, and no matter how high I fly, I know you stay by my side. I'm going to run and not be weary, as well as walking, I think, doing all that I can, not worrying about what I can't. I'm not bowing to nothing or nobody else but you, taking the stand like the Hebrew boys did for you too. I know you bring me out the fire unharmed and not burned. They were in the fire praising you, and now it's my turn. Continue to hold me up and build my character and my faith, and thank you for the promise you gave me inside your amazing grace.
I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far.
I want to tell the Lord, oh,
say thanks, you'll ask why. This will be my reply.
You know,
millions didn't make it,
but I was
one of the ones who did.
I look at God and say,
millions didn't make it,
but I
Mic check 1 2 1 2. What's cracking? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in, yes sir, and yes ma'am. Today's topic, Romans chapter 12 and Romans chapter 13. Do you hear God calling you? Do you hear God calling you? Hear and do what the Spirit of Truth is telling you. All right? This episode, we will continue in Romans. Today, again, we are in Romans chapter 12 and Romans chapter number 13. Enjoy it. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. All day. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for forgiveness. We ask you for it right now, and we receive it as well. Yes, your forgiveness. We all have sinned, and we fall short. We come short of your glory, Father. You creating us a right spirit, renewing us in a right spirit within us, Father. Creating us a clean heart in the name of Jesus. All for your glory. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for everyone who tunes in to hear from you. Thank you for your spirit of truth that leads us and guides us into all of the truth. Thank you for leading us to, you know, have Romans and to do Romans, leading me to do Romans on the broadcast. And thank you for everyone, again, for tuning in. Father, have your way in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. We appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, sorry about that. Shout out to you. Much love. We appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, catch us live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Again, catch us live, especially if you want, you got something to say. All right, catch us live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Times. All right, you can call in. We have a call-in number that works only when we are recording live if you want to ever talk. All right, you can say what you got to say. The number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You call in only when we are live, and we are recording live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We appreciate everybody tuning in. You can also listen at any time. Just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ and tune in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. blogtalkradio.com/O_A_SIS. Yeah. Appreciate everybody. And we ready for Romans chapter 12, so let's go there. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, and we starting at verse number 1 as we continue in Romans. And it was so good, and it's been good. I don't know if you've been listening from, you know, since we did chapter 1. And if you have, may the Lord continue to bless you. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that, because you're a blessing to me. You know what I'm talking about? So, and if you haven't and you just tuned in, hey, you can go back or just continue to listen as it is. So Romans chapter number 12. And we are beginning at verse number 1. And it says, I beseech you, or I beg you, okay, I ask you urgently, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, I'm asking you this, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice. Present your bodies while you're living in them, and while your body is living, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Holy, yeah, dead to this world, but holy, acceptable unto God. Yeah, set aside for his use, right? You are his tool, a tool in God's hand, that's right. So present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We ain't talking about acceptable to man. It's time out for us to be trying to, you know, brown nose and be acceptable to man, and man is just as confused as you, unless you know Jesus. So we're going to present our bodies a living sacrifice, and we're going to continue to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, not getting caught up into the world, still being in it and active, involved, but not of it. Answering the problems with the word. Yeah, the solution, the only solution that's going to work is Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's right. And he takes care of the spirit and the physical in the word of God. When the last time have you read it? When is the last time that you read it? All right, so we're going to be acceptable unto God, living our lives out on this earth, holy and acceptable unto God, for God's use only. We ain't going to even use ourselves or allow anybody else to use us, which is your reasonable service. This is your reasonable service. This is your duty. This is your job, presenting your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Your reasonable service, acknowledge God in all of your ways. Verse 2, Romans chapter 12 says, and be not conformed to this world. I know they say, when in Rome, do like the Romans do. No, that ain't what the word says. We read what the word says now, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but you be transformed. You know, don't be conformed, but you be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing your mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get these new thoughts. Renew your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Repent, right? You're going to renew your thoughts. Rebirth, born again of God. Renewing. By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yeah. I am the proof. You are the proof. We're going to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 3 says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. These days, you know, the world, it make it easy to think of yourself more highly than you should. You can tell by some of the posts that, most of the posts that be on these social, what they call social media sites, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and whatever else. Okay, for I say to you, this verse 3, I'm sorry, they're making it easy to live against how God wants us to live. And then making it hard and very challenging to live how God wants us to. Making it easy to live how he don't want us to, though. Romans chapter 12. This is why we need the word of God, and we need to stay in it and soak up in it and, you know, continue to have faith. Because that's what you're going to get. The more you stay in the word, the more faith you're going to get. Because faith comes by hearing the word of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says, for I say through the grace given unto me that every man, every human that is among you, to every human that is among you, I say this, not to think of himself more highly or herself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Think soberly. Be clear when you're thinking, right? According as God has dealt to every man. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Everybody. This says God gave out the measure of faith to every human. Nobody has an excuse of why they don't believe in God. Because God, we read it right now, at the end of verse 3 in Romans chapter 12, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, since you got faith, are you going to use it? Since you got faith, are you going to, you know, feed your faith? Since you got faith, are you living by faith? Mm-hmm. We in Romans chapter number 12, verse 4 says, for as we have many members in one body, how many body parts you have? All right, then. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body. So all believers is many, right? We are one body in Christ, though. This is the true church. This is the body of Christ. Not the church buildings, but the body of believers. So we being many are one body in Christ. We're one body in Christ. No division. And everyone members of one another. Yeah, this is not religion. This is kingdom. So, we being many are one body in Christ. We're one in Christ. And everyone member one of another. So that's why it's ridiculous to hate another believer. We don't like another believer. That believe in Jesus. You believe in Jesus, right? I'm talking about really, for real. I ain't talking about that form of godliness, denying the power. I'm talking about that being led by the Spirit of God. So it's a God type. That's us. So Romans chapter 12, verse 6 says, having then gifts. So it's a bunch of us, right? But we're all one in Christ. And then we're members of one another. And then it says, having then gifts differing according to the grace. We got different gifts according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophesy or prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith. So if you got the gift of prophecy, then prophesy according to the portion of faith. Put your gift to work. If you have the gift of ministry or ministry, in verse 7, it says, let us wait on our ministering, for he that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorts on exhortation. So do what you got to do. Whether you got the gift of grace to prophesy, minister, that's being a servant, meeting needs of the believers. Exhortation, building up the believers. Verse 8, and it says, he that gives, let him do it with simplicity. If you're a giver, the gift of giving, right? God loves a cheerful giver. So he that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that rules with diligence. He that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Okay? Verse 9 says, let love be without dissimulation. Let love be without misrepresentation. How about that? Okay, here's another one. Let love be without hypocrisy. Dissimulation is. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor or hate or can't stand that which is evil. Yeah, abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Hate Satan. Draw near to God. Because God is good. Verse 10 says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. You got to get this in your heart. You got to get past your head, understand. But you got to get in your heart, though. So be kindly affectionate one to another. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Yeah. Looking out for the needs of others, preferring one another, showing love to each other, right? Verse 11 says, not slothful in business. Don't be lazy when it's time to do business either. Don't be lazy when you're clocking in and out. Don't be lazy when you're going to school. Not slothful, not lazy, sorry, in business. Fervent in spirit. Yeah, hot. Turned up in spirit. Serving the Lord. That's why. Turned down for what? We serving the Lord. Verse 12 says, rejoicing in hope. Doing what? Rejoicing in hope. Rejoice. Every time you hear the word, rejoice. Every time you read the word, rejoice. We rejoicing in hope. The word of God gives us hope. Even in a seemingly hopeless situation, the word of God gives us hope. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Because troubles don't last always. So, yeah, we got to be patient. Because God don't deliver just because you're crying and it's hurting. Tribulation comes. Jesus already told us, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. First he said, in me, you're going to have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Yeah, rejoice. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world already. So back over here, Romans chapter 12, verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Don't hesitate to pray, and don't be ashamed to pray. All right? Yeah, pray in secret, but don't only pray in secret. Go in public, and don't be ashamed to pray if people need some prayer. You see them stressed out, and you over there hoping the Holy Spirit doesn't prompt you to get involved, but you over there, I'm going to pray on the side. I'm going to pray silently. Sometimes God wants you to go out there openly and say something. Be a witness. Doing your job in public, in the store, at school, wherever. So, continuing instant in prayer, verse 13 says, distributing to the necessity of saints. Distributing to the necessity of saints, not the world. A lot of folks got these ministries or what have you, and they taking care of the world and not the saints. They think it's okay, God got the God's gonna take care of the saints. It's my job to take care of the world. No, it's God's job to take care of the world. And he telling us right here, take care of the saints. He gonna just do that for us anyway. But it says we are to distribute to the necessity of saints. Given to hospitality. This is all ministry right here. Verse 14 says, bless them which persecute you. Bless them and don't curse them. It's hard. Yeah, it get challenging. But bless them instead of cursing them. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Yeah, help me, Jesus. That's a good place to say, help me, Jesus. And I say it too. Help me, Jesus, to bless them which persecute me and don't curse them. Let me bless them. Because it said bless twice in that verse, Romans chapter 12, verse 14. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Verse 15 says, rejoice with them that do rejoice. Okay? Rejoice with those that do rejoice. And weep with them that weep as well. Instead of just saying, I feel you, really feel. Feel them. Rejoice with those who rejoicing, weep, cry with those who weeping and crying. Verse 16, Romans chapter 12 says, be of the same mind one toward another. Be of the same mind one toward another. Treat others how you want to be treated, especially when you're following Christ. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. So don't be putting your mind on that high and mighty stuff, right? But condescend to men of lower state. Humble yourself right here, even so you can deal with humans. Be not wise in your own conceits. Yeah, conceited. Don't be wise in your own conceits. That's dealing with pride. High things, that's dealing with pride. Condescend. Come down to men of lower state. Humble yourself. Be not wise in your own conceits. Verse 17 says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Don't repay anybody evil for evil. You've been good, they treated you evil, don't give them evil back. All right? Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Yeah, be honest in the sight of all men. So nobody won't even be able to say nothing bad about you. They know your reputation good. So when they try to catch you, when the devil try to magnify a snippet when you mess up in your life, and disqualify you for all the good. No, you just continue to be honest. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. The devil be lying, but God's still telling the truth to all men. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, provide things honest in the sight of all men. They won't believe the lie of the devil. Verse 18 says, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men, if it's possible. Because God knows some fools you got to get through. I can't be around him. See, yeah, the Lord is very wise. His word is true. If it is possible, if it be possible, as much as lie or rely on you, or as much as lies in you, live peaceable with all men. If it be possible now, live peaceable with all men. Hard to live peaceable with all men if they going against God. And I'm talking about going against God hard. He says it's possible. Live peaceable with all men. That don't mean just take what they're saying because they're magnifying the wrong things. That don't mean you be quiet because I'm going to live peaceable. No. that's bothering you. That's bothering God. You shouldn't be quiet and roll over when people are highlighting immoral things and you are for moral things. You should not be quiet and overlook it. That's just the way of the world. You know, you in the world, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God lifts up his standard against the enemy. You put on the whole armor of God and do what? Stand in the devil's way. You can't get past this. Because we got on the whole armor of God. Not our own armor. We ain't going at the devil by ourselves or with no physical weapons, but with Jesus the Christ in us gunning for him. Oh, we going to be successful. So, verse 18, Romans chapter 12. And then we're about to go to a break after we finish Romans chapter 12. All right, so it says, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Verse 19 says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. You got a God that's going to avenge you. You got a God that's fighting for you. When you're following Christ, you can't even go repay him. I know you want to. That's the flesh. No. The Spirit lets us know right here and letting us know in Romans chapter 12, verse 19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says who? The Lord. Not says the man. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, not says the devil. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. The Lord Jesus, the Lord God. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Verse 20 says, therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. Look at this. This sounds crazy as a mug to the flesh, to the worldly mentality. But we getting the mind of Christ up in here, right? We have the mind of Christ. So, therefore, if Romans chapter 12, verse 20, therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, this is what you do. Doing that, you shall heap coals of fire on his head. When you're still showing love. Yeah. Hating, you know, they showing hate, but you showing love. They in opposition. They your enemy, but we don't fight flesh and blood. So if your enemy hungry, this is how you kill Satan. Feed your enemy when they hungry. If your enemy thirsty, give them a drink. This is how you defeat Satan, overcome Satan. Instead of repaying them. If they cuss you out, you cuss them back out now. But when you do it God's way, if your enemy hungry, you feed him. If he thirsty, you give him drink. When you do this, you heap coals of fire on his head. Yeah, that ain't good. Even if you don't understand what it is. Heap coals of fire on his head. Yeah, on his head. Fire on your head. Do that sound good? And then you heap coals. You put a bunch of them on there. Coals of fire on his head. Mm-hmm. To burn the enemy up. That's what I'm talking about. So, Romans chapter 12, the last verse, verse 21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Don't be overcome by evil, but sure enough, overcome evil with good. Yeah. Put a D in front of evil. You got devil. Take an O out of good. You got God. Be not overcome by the devil, right? But overcome the devil with God. Overcome the devil with God. Yeah, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. That was Romans chapter 12. Still good, ain't it? You know what I'm talking about? When we come back, we're getting into Romans chapter 13. We appreciate you listening. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. We'll be right back with Romans chapter 13. Yeah.
For God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So don't be afraid of the path he's made. For the courage you need, he'll provide. 'Cause I believe that your breakthrough is near. but you gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith over fear. Faith over fear, faith over fear. Live in your fullest potential and faith over fear. You gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith. But you gotta live, live. Just keep on living.
Crazy, nothing's crazier than your frame. This is a shame. It's the age and I'm game to be an agent of change in an age that's like a page in a flame. Just smoke, just mirrors, just vapor is plain. To see a holy God, not one of your favorite things. I was just like you, but God moved on a fellow. Gave me good news that I could use on the ghetto. Maybe it's you who wants a U-turn to settle. You're dead if you do, I'll tell you it's in
ghetto. Give me that fire, give me that flame. Give me that rain, give me that freedom, you can have the change. Give me that God who can give me all things. Give me that fire, flame. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have the change. Give me that God who can give me all things.
So you got platinum, we got a Lord. If we want, we could ask him, but he's our reward. Gotta be perfect, it can't be 3 out of 4. If you're sick of falling short, then he got a cure. Give me that cure, that door, that hero. Give me that grace to never chase a De Niro. How much glory should you give your boy? Zero. Capital cause beef with the lamb like a yiddo. Give me that J, we choose you over shining. Truth over rhyming, virtue over diamond. Give me some change, sometimes I do need the dough. And give me some pain, something I do need to grow. Give me what I won't ask for. Don't give me what I seek. When I creep, I'm a sheep. Give me dope pastor. Give me life, just like you intended. It's like to see you raised like the day you ascended.
Give me that fire, give me that flame. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have the change.
Don't focus on what you can't have. Get all you can have.
Give me that fire.
We call that freedom.
That's
the joy of God and his people.
Give me that freedom.
And his world on his terms.
Give me that God who can give me all things.
Fire. Shout out to Pastor E.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that freedom.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Yeah, mic check 1212. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. In this episode right here, we on Romans chapter 12 and Romans chapter 13. As a matter of the truth, matter of fact, matter of the truth. Yeah, let's go ahead and get into Romans chapter 13. In verse 1, Romans chapter 13, verse 1, says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. Listen. There is no power but of God. That's why the devil himself still got the answer to God, the Almighty. So you know good and well, but that lets us know that this man-made government still has the answer to God, the Almighty. So let every soul be subject unto the higher power. Remember, we are humble, okay? But we don't belong to this world now, or none of these powers that's in this world, but we belong to God. The one that's more powerful than all the powers, and will put an end to all of the powers and stuff. All right? So let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Don't think God don't know what's going on this earth, especially by those that he has elected and put in these powerful positions. Now, if they're not operating them according to God, well, it's a problem. That's where all the problems coming from.
Yeah. And they're coming up with solutions that don't work because they're leaving God out and trying to solve problems without the one that created us and without the one who owns the earth and without the one that we still got the answer to, every last one of us. So the powers that exist even to this day are ordained of God. You can read Revelation and know all about it too. Now, let's keep reading. Verse 2 says, whoever therefore resists the power resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. So if you're resisting the power, you're resisting the ordinance of God, right? And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. And this is where it gets real twisted up in here. Because God elected them. The ordinance of God, remember, they using the power, but they're not using it for God. So they are out of order. So that's where it becomes out of order in here. Let's keep reading, though. Romans chapter 13, verse 3 says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Yeah, rulers. God selected rulers to be a terror to evil, not a terror to good works. Look at the rulers these days. Are they terrorizing the evil or the good? What Russia did. Just went on ahead and terrorized these folks who was minding their own business. Wasn't bothering them. And then some of them reaching out to God, so them the good ones right there. But Russia these days done ran up in there. So rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. This is how God set it up. Right? Even the powers that exist today ordained of God. However, they're not operating the way that God ruled them or ordered them to. But let's keep reading before we go and get ahead of ourselves. We in Romans chapter 13, verse 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Are the rulers these days a terror to good works, or are they a terror to evil? And they're acting just like Satan. Will you then not be afraid of the power? You don't want to be afraid of the power? Do that which is good. Do the God thing. And you shall have praise of the same. He'll make a presence. He'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Because we know they're acting like Satan. We know God ordained them, chose them to rule. But we also know that God didn't choose them to rule without him. And we also know that these rulers are ruling and these leaders are leading the world these days without being led by God themselves. Romans, that you want to know why the evil, why so evil in this world, so much evil in this world? Don't blame God, who controls all, right? But got rules that we be breaking, humans, and that the devil broke, too. That's where all the evil and destruction come from, not God, because God is always good. But the evil and the destruction come from Satan and us, our disobedience and our sin. Scared to Satan back and don't even know how to fight him back. This is the start. Punish disobedience by obedience, by obeying God now. That's a start right there. You know what I'm talking about? It already told us, be kindly affectionate to one another. You see what I'm saying? And don't reward evil for good. Don't reward it. Or if they pay you evil, don't pay them back evil. But you got to overcome the evil with good. Overcome the devil with God. Respond the way that the flesh don't want you to, and the way that the devil don't expect you to. You bless them and don't curse them. You see what I'm saying? Even though they cursing you, you still bless them. Yeah, and I ain't afraid to say, help me, Jesus. Because I know Jesus is going to help me, and I need his help. Yeah, you do too. Because you ain't right. Talking about you follow Jesus, and then they curse you out, you curse them back out. No. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not is what we just learned in Romans chapter 12. So, Romans chapter 13, rulers are supposed to punish evil. And you don't have to be afraid of the rulers, even if they acting evil. All you got to do is do what God tell you, do that which is good if you don't want to be afraid of them. Every time you hear the siren or see the lights, you don't want to be afraid. Do what's good. And you should have praise of the same. God will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You will have praise. He'll have them giving you props. Verse 4, and passing you. You thought they were going to pull you over? No. They passing you, trying to get somebody else. For he is the minister of God to you for good. It'll be so lovely if it was like this. This is how it started off now. This is how God's government works still to this day. All right? For he is the minister of God to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, that's when you be afraid. These mugs doing evil and ain't afraid of the consequences. Something is out of hand. So if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain. Yeah, he ain't ruling in vain. He ain't got the gun. Yeah, the police, we ain't got the gun in vain. These days they do, for he is the minister of God. If they would do things God's way, they'll operate God's way. Yeah, God still can take over. And we'll take over this government. Because that's the Antichrist system. And it ain't going to be a Christ government and an Antichrist government. One of them got to go. And it's not going to be Jesus the Lord's government. His is everlasting. His increases. For he is the minister of God, though. Back over here with these rulers and how they supposed to be ruling. For he is the minister of God to you for good. If you do that which is evil, be afraid. If you evil, that's when you're supposed to be scared, a scaredy cat. These mud being bold as a lion to do evil. For it says, for he bears not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. Right now, the world is so backwards from this. The government is so backwards from this. We're living in a world right now when evil is attacking, and the ones who naming good and naming heroes are more afraid of the one that's doing evil. They're not executing wrath on the one that's doing evil, but they're executing their wrath because they're cowards. They're being bullies, so they're executing their wrath on ones who are not evil and ones who are armless. And when it come down to the ones that you should kill and you'll be honoring for killing, who's doing a bunch of killing, you know what I'm saying? They doing a bunch of killing. They armed. Y'all ain't killing them. Y'all arresting them, putting them on trial, to be fair. And they done took how many lives? All that blood on your hands and theirs. Because y'all won't even stand upright and do right in the position that you have. And then you still telling me to go out there and vote and do the laws of the land, and the laws of the land are disobeying the true laws, which is God's laws. So don't be telling me or enforcing no man-made laws when man ain't listening to God and not obeying his laws. They're supposed to be executing wrath upon them that do evil, according to the word and according to how God ordained it. Romans chapter 13. Verse 5 says, wherefore you must needs be subject, be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Yeah, I know they the police. Yeah, I know that's the judge. Yeah, I know that's the president. Yeah, I'm humble enough. Yeah, okay. Just like the Hebrew boys back then. They didn't disrespect the king, but they let the king know who the real king is. They still call him king, yeah. But letting them know who the real king is and letting them know we ain't bowing down to your agenda. We not bowing down to your agenda. Our God is able to deliver us, and he will. And even if he don't, we still ain't bowing down to you and yours. We ain't making no image. We're bowing down to the image. So we subject, yeah, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. We ain't worrying about them. Verse 6 says, for this cause, you pay tribute also. This is where the taxes come from. Mm-hmm. This is God's way, though. For this cause, you pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers. You should be given to God's ministers. God's ministers go hard. We still correct and fight evil. Okay? We just ain't no police and stuff like that in the physical world. But believe me, over here in the spirit, to get rid of evil, yeah, that we over here, we own it. We also know what time it is on God's calendar. And we also know that the world's supposed to be just like this, according to what God said, and how it's going to be before Jesus Christ comes back. It's going to be just like this. He's going to script a scripture to back it up is, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations who forget God. All nations that forget God are going to be turned into hell too, and the wicked. All right, so Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13, verse 6 says, for this cause you pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Believe it or not, yeah, we fighting Satan, for real. You might not even see it or see the results, or you might even think we losing, but we ain't. Yeah, God is long-suffering, so he do what he do. And at the end, guess who's going to be on top? Mm-hmm. God and the saints. And the ones that got faith in him. It says continually upon this very thing. Continually at war. It's a fight of faith. Every day you wake up, they're trying to make you not use faith. But every day you got to fight that back and continue to live by faith, not by sight. Because that's what Jesus said. And tune them out. And tune into him. All right, so Romans chapter 13, good again. Verse 7 says, render therefore to all their dues. Got respect. You know what I'm talking about? Render to you what you do. You respect. So give tribute to whom tribute is due. You pay taxes, right? Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Remember, give to Caesar was his, and give to God was his too, though. Some of y'all just giving to Caesar was Caesar's. Giving to the government was government. Paying attention to what man saying and neglecting God. And that's a problem. Verse 8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Because I love you, I respect you. I don't hate humans. I hate Satan. Hate sin. Yep. Hate evil. Yep. Hate them demons. Yep. Owe no man. Owe no man nothing. Don't owe him nothing but to love them. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loves another has fulfilled the law. Look at how you fulfill the law. By doing what? Loving one another. He that loves another has fulfilled the law. Verse 9 says, for this you shall not commit adultery. You shall not kill. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Look at the next verse, Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Love ain't going to cause no harm to his neighbor, them the ones close to him. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Look at this. You can fulfill the whole law. All the commandments that he just named, all the ones he didn't name, them 10 commandments and everything else, right? You can fulfill all of them by loving one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. So you got to love yourself too. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with self-love, but there's something wrong with selfish love. That means you greedy and selfish all the time, thinking about yourself. Yeah, love your neighbor as yourself. So love yourself, and you got to love your neighbor too. And you got to love God more than you love yourself and more than you love your neighbor. Mm-hmm. You got to love God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength. All of your mind, all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Romans chapter 13, verse 11 says, And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep right now. God's saying wake up. It ain't just the world. See, the devil is influencing the world, so they saying stuff that we need to be doing. But we don't listen to Satan. We tune in. We listen to God. Satan is a copycat. So now it is high time to awake out of sleep. And now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. I was born again in 2001, gave God my life personally. It's my testimony. And it says, now our salvation is nearer than when we believed. We closer to Christ coming back now than when I believed in 2001. We in 2022. We closer to our redemption. So it's high time to wake out of sleep. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed at first. I ain't never seen nothing like, I only read about stuff like 2020 coronavirus and, you know, pestilence hitting, affecting the whole world and all this stuff like that, man. But then I experienced that in my life. That led me to remember that my salvation and realize that our salvation is nearer than when we believed. Verse 12 says, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. The night is over with. Trying to get back to normal and all that, that's over. The day is at hand, though. What day? The day of the Lord. The day of the great judgment of his wrath and all that, what we've been hearing about. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Throw off the works of darkness right now. And I rebuke all works of darkness. And Father, I pray that you remove all works of darkness off of your people and the ones that's coming to you. Let us cast off all works of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Therefore, cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light, Father. Not only let us cast off the work of darkness, and we cast it off right now and rebuke it, but Father, put on the whole armor, the armor of light. Put it on us and let us place it on us. Yeah, let us put on your armor of light, Father. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantingness. Chambering is a repeated habitual, you know, habits and all that stuff. Wantingness, that's reckless, excessive, right? Being excessively reckless. So don't walk around in that. Don't walk around in strife. Walk honestly, not in strife and envying. Verse 14, Romans chapter 13, verse 14 says, but you put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, you put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, put on the Lord Jesus Christ under that whole arm of God. Boy, you got some power. I got some power. But you put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't put on religion. Don't put on that fake, you know, behavior. But you put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh. Don't make any provision for the flesh. Don't. The world already caters to our flesh. In our flesh, there's sinful nature, and them lusts and desires is wrapped up in there. So don't provide an easy way for the flesh. Make it hard for your flesh to win in them fleshly desires. All right? So make no provision. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Yeah, the world cater to it, but don't you cater to your lust or your flesh when hip-hop meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. That's Romans chapter number 12 and Romans chapter number 13. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate everybody listening. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. We'll get at you next time. Peace.
Yeah. Bizzle. Man, I'm seeing a lot. I'm trying my best to speak on it without pointing fingers. Let's go. You got the nation listening, but what are you saying? I know you joking is high, but this ain't cards you playing. Christ be the king of the deck. No matter how far you made it, just bring some respect or I'm sure it can go how far you take it. I know your car's amazing, but your heart is basic. Design the clothes, but inside your soul is bargain basement. You're soft as Charmin, baby, and hard as Carson Daly. Just talking crazy, cause nobody's made you walk it lately. It's easy to be a soldier when ain't no wars popping. You Hollywood thuggin' and... Yeah. Bizzle. Man, I'm seeing a lot. I'm trying my best to speak on it without pointing fingers. Let's go. You got the nation listening, but what are you saying? I know you joking is high, but this ain't cards you playing. Christ be the king of the deck. No matter how far you made it, just bring some respect or I'm sure it can go how far you take it. I know your car's amazing, but your heart is basic. Design the clothes, but inside your soul is bargain basement. Your soft is Charmin, baby, and hard is Carson Daly. Just talking crazy, cause nobody's made you walk it lately. It's easy to be a soldier when ain't no wars popping. You Hollywood thuggin' and Grammy Award shopping. You don't live in the hood nor visit no more, stop it. You got your tour popping. You in your Porsche Boxster. You on your porch watching while people out here dying. And you ain't even close enough by them to hear the sirens. It's them who buy your records just to hear a gang of lying. Quit claiming you banging iron, dog, if you a gangster, I am. And who said if you're black, a gangster's a thing to be? These rappers trying to be Scarface, they make believe. Dog, if you over 30, it's time to be realistic. It's no way you should be 37 and still ignorant. Still sagging, still banging, and still flagging. You're still faking, this generation is still at it. I still be in the hood, it's getting real graphic. That's real blood on the concrete, them real caskets. I know that ain't your problem, but I made it mine. Not only do I know the truth, but I can make it rhyme. They knew you'd sell us out, that's why they let you boys in. They keep you eating good long as you feed the hood poison. Got you endorsing they liquor and making blunt raps. From St. Ives to Chris Dow, it always was that. They say the government gave us guns, liquor, and crack. But last time I checked, your dealer was black, and your killer was black, and his money was green. So you can read between the lines and see what I mean. See, when it comes to the hood, they have no influence. They need a middleman, a real opportunist, one of our own kind is selfish enough to do it. Inject the hood with poison for some lifestyle improvement. That's what these rappers is doing, they selling us crack. It's like the devil is back and one of his weapons is rap. They trying to merge you with rap, we know how they get down. They using our biggest rappers to make you embrace the sound. Maybe I'm tripping, no, maybe I'm seeing things, and maybe I see some things like a need to change. Yeah. Look, y'all got too much influence to be acting foolish. I don't care if you signed up to be a role model or not. The kids gonna follow you regardless. It come with the fame. I mean, you tell them to get money, but you ain't telling them how to do it in a way they won't land them in jail or land them in the grave. And if you did live a troubled lifestyle, whether it was selling crack, pimping, whatever you had to do to get by, you know what I'm saying? I thank God that you made it out. But you telling your story like you the rule. You not the rule, you the exception to the rule. You the one happy ending out of 1,000 cats that's sitting in jail and buried up under the ground doing what you did. You that one that made it in the game and made some of yourself. So you can't tell it like if they do what you do, they gonna get what you got. And that's only to the couple cats in the game that really did what they say they did. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's negative, if I'm gonna be led down the wrong path, I'd rather it be by somebody else who went down the wrong path than somebody who knew the right path and just chose to point me down the wrong one, you feel me? But at the same time, if you've been down that wrong path and you see me going down that wrong path, you'd be a hater not to tell me to go another direction, you feel me? But yeah, man, turn your negative into a positive, dog. Bizzle.
I know Jesus with me, Jesus, every day. That right?
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day,
yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D, G-O-D, God on deck, G-O-D, respect the King. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We lift him higher, now me. I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gonna do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Respect and due. Father, have your way. Never stay on the path that you paid. We know that God is with us. Yes, Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain, enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the Lion and the Lamb.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day
tricking people, he acting like he winning, he weak. Couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's warrior. Spiritual warfare for show. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God still with me, we fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna buck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day
got all power and all authority. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on. Look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best. He sent his son here blessed. No need to stress. I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He's missing the tooth, the truth.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same, all hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.